Welcome to the historic wall commemorating the vibrant African-American commercial and historic warehouse district that existed between 1865 and 1940, right here at the site of the Fort Worth Central Rail Station. This display is a tribute to very real people who made highly significant contributions to Fort Worth. We respect and value their contributions, and we salute them in this historic wall. Each of the five panels represents a different era in the history of our city and highlights the outstanding contributions of African Americans within each era. Let's proceed first to Panel A, which celebrates the period between 1865 and 1876. The first panel of the historic wall celebrates Fort Worth's early years from 1865 through 1876. This was the era of the Old West, of cowboys and cattle drives along the Chisholm Trail and Goodnight Loving Trail, which passed through Fort Worth on the way to Kansas, the Dakotas, Colorado, and Wyoming. Of the 35,000 cowboys who worked the ranges and cattle drives during that time period, an estimated 5,000 to 9,000 were of African descent. As early as 1865, African Americans owned saloons and other businesses in Fort Worth. Featured in the lower left of the panel is John Pratt, Fort Worth's first recorded African American businessman. Pratt ran a profitable blacksmith company in 1865, which was just 2 years after the Civil War. Other images in this mural represent life on the small homesteads that populated Fort Worth before the coming of the railroad, when panthers walked the streets of the city and sunflowers grew as high as 10 feet tall. In the lower left, the panel depicts the first time freed blacks were finally permitted under the law to vote in Fort Worth. 1868 was the year. If you would like more time to view Panel A before moving on, press pause now and start the player again when you are ready to move on to Panel B. Panel B depicts Fort Worth during the period between 1876 and 1900. The Texas and Pacific Railroad that arrived during this time frame changed the face of Fort Worth forever, bringing scores of Chinese, Irish, and African settlers to the area. Businesses flourished during this period with companies such as Acme Brick, Binion O'Keefe, and Anchor Mills appearing in Fort Worth. Hell's Half Acre, known for its bars, brothels, and gambling houses, also prospered during this period of dynamic growth. Horse-drawn trolleys appeared on the streets of Fort Worth. The African-American community celebrated several milestones between 1876 and 1900. Professor Isaiah Milligan Terrell, one of Fort Worth's first black educators, established the first colored school during this period. William Gooseneck McDonald established the Texas Colored State Fair, which opened in 1887. And during this time, Mount Gilead Church was holding services in a small frame building. If you would like more time to view this panel before we move on, press pause now. Start the player again when you are ready to move to Panel C. The period between 1900 and 1920 marked a huge expansion in the number of black-owned businesses in Fort Worth. By 1907, there were more than 50 black-owned businesses flourishing in the area, including doctors, hotels, barbershops, beauty parlors, tailors, butchers, and grocers. The Little Dixie Barbershop and S.H. Shelton Cleaners were two of the most successful African-American businesses at that time. The Fraternal Bank and Trust was established in 1912 by millionaire William Gooseneck McDonald. That establishment helped many African-American families buy homes and start businesses. The city moved from horse-drawn carriages to electric trolleys. A Model T Ford plant had opened on Commerce Street. With the advent of World War I, many young men from the Fort Worth black community proudly served their country. A black GI is featured in the upper left corner of Panel C to commemorate their service and sacrifice. If you would like more time to view Panel C, press pause now and start the player when you are ready to move on to Panel D. Panel D pays tribute to the 1920s, an era of massive modernization in Fort Worth. Motor cars had replaced the horse. And like the rest of the city, African-American business owners began to diversify, and this community expanded throughout the entire city. Prominent millionaire Gooseneck McDonald had built his mansion during this time period, and many others in the black community moved to the Rock Island Bottoms. That's an area now lost to flooding and freeway construction. At I.M. Terrell School, Professor and Mrs. Isaiah Milligan Terrell expanded their curriculum to include theater and sports. I.M. Terrell won the state championship in basketball. Opal Lee, who organized the annual community Juneteenth celebration, attended Cooper Street Elementary and later taught there. The Montgomery Ward Catalog and Warehouse was constructed in Fort Worth during this decade, along with the Knights of Pythias new home and Stovall's drugstore and many other thriving businesses. Children's daycares thrived as well, as many mothers entered the workforce for the first time. If you would like more time to view panel D, press pause now and start the player when you are ready to move to the final panel. Panel E pays tribute to the 1930s and 1940s. That's when zoot suits, saddle shoes, and red hot jazz came to Fort Worth in a big way. Performers like T. Boone Walker, Mahalia Jackson, Pops Carter, and local drummer Sonny Strain performed at venues such as the Ritz Theater, the Jim Hotel, and the Masonic Mosque. The game of pool had come into its own, and Pastimes was the place to play in Fort Worth. The Greenleaf Cafe was a popular restaurant in town, and hundreds of people came daily. Many blacks became well-known during this time. Lenora Rolla worked to address concerns of the African-American community. Frank Wallace worked hard for fairness and job equity for African-Americans, as Calvin Littlejohn chronicled the era through his photography. The Reverend John Franklin Singleton, known to the community as the Howling Wolf for his sermons, was an influential figure in the community. The Reverend Lee worked to improve the lives of African Americans throughout the entire city of Fort Worth. Educator Hazel Harvey Peace and Frank Staten are represented in this panel for their contributions and commitment to education in the 1930s and 1940s. Mr. Staten was a former board member of the Fort Worth Transportation Authority, now known as Trinity Metro. Many African-American community leaders and residents were once again called upon to defend their country in World War II, including Dr. Marion Brooks, a prominent physician. This concludes our audio tour of the historic wall at Fort Worth Central Rail Station. Thank you so much for helping us celebrate and honor the contributions of African Americans to the history of Fort Worth.